This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time for the Farm Show for Saturday, July 25th. This is John Michael Marty. Governor Bruce Rauner issued an official letter to USDA Secretary Vilsack today requesting all counties in Illinois experiencing crop damage related to recent flooding be included in a secretarial disaster declaration. That was issued on Friday. I commend Governor Rauner for taking swift action to help farmers across the state who are experiencing hardships due to the record rainfall received. That from Director of Ag Philip Nelson. After touring some of the hardest hit areas in the state this week, it's noticeable that we'll see considerably lower crop yields in those areas this year. Iroquois County, one of the hardest hit areas in the state, officials on the ground in Iroquois estimate nearly 40% of the county's crops were underwater at one time due to flooding. Well, in mid-Illinois, we had a lot underwater too, so we know how they feel. The State Emergency Board will convene next Monday, July 27th, to review the County Emergency Board minutes and loss assessments in preparation for determining county eligibility. The Illinois Department of Agriculture will continue to assist FSA in securing benefits for farmers who are impacted by the flooding. If your crops have been impacted by recent flooding, and no doubt just almost all of them have, contact your federal crop insurance provider. For additional information, contact Illinois State Farm Service Agency at 217-241-6600. Well, the legislation introduced by Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas that would repeal country of origin labeling requirements for beef, pork, and poultry and stave off trade retaliation from Canada and Mexico. It's moving forward. The law requires, it's called COOL, the U.S. Country of Origin Labeling. The law requires meat to be labeled with the country where the animal from which it was derived was born, raised, and harvested. It also applies to fish, shellfish, fresh and frozen foods, vegetables, and certain nuts. The WTO, World Trade Organization, in May rejected an appeal by the United States of the International Trade Body's October 2014 ruling that the COOL provisions on beef and pork discriminate against Canadian and Mexican animals that are sent to the United States to be fed out and processed. The WTO decision will allow punitive tariffs to be put on U.S. goods going into Canada and Mexico, which are asking for a combined $3.1 billion in retaliation. A WTO arbitrator now is determining that level of retaliation. We're grateful that Chairman Roberts recognizes that repeal of COOL meat labeling is the only move left, with retaliation from Canada and Mexico imminent. That from NPPC President Dr. Ron Prestige, a veterinarian and pork producer from Camden, South Carolina. The U.S. had its day in court and it lost. We're in the sentencing phase now, and without repeal, a sentence of up to $3 billion soon will be exposed on our exports. According to Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes, the average U.S. pork producer is expected to lose $10 per hog beginning later this year and into next year. Based on Hayes' estimates, Prestige said retaliation from Canada and Mexico against U.S. pork likely would double pork producer losses. Retaliation would be devastating and undoubtedly would cause financial ruin for some pork producers. That's part one of our Saturday Farm Show. Stay tuned now for part two. Welcome back to our Farm Show, part two for this Saturday. Two of Illinois' largest business associations applauded the U.S. House of Representatives following its successful bipartisan passage of the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. This legislation will establish a uniform, science-based labeling framework for foods made with genetically modified organisms, while preventing the costly effects of a patchwork of state GMO labeling mandates. Here in Illinois, the Illinois Manufacturers Association and the Illinois Retail Merchants Association have helped to lead the advocacy campaign as part of the Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food. We believe that any labeling requirements should come from the FDA so that every company is operating under the same guidelines. That from Mark Denzler, Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the IMA. Without a federal standard, states will be allowed to pursue their own state-by-state rules related to labeling requirements, creating a huge burden for Illinois food manufacturers that sell products both in and out of state. These production modification costs, of course, will trickle down to the grocery stores and then ultimately the consumer. The legislation passed today will eliminate this unnecessary threat by establishing food labeling requirements at the federal level to ensure consistency among states. Now, grocery stores are one of the most vital retailing sectors in Illinois. That from Rob Carr. He's the CEO and president of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. GMOs are too fundamental to our food supply and our economy to ignore it, and cumbersome state-by-state rulemaking is not the solution. So the good thing is it's going to be controlled, and labeling laws controlled by the federal government. Saturday, Farm Bureau will be hosting their fourth annual Day in the Country at Beatty Farm near Auburn. The Sangamon County Farm Bureau is hosting that. The Beatty Farm near Auburn is off of Route 104. It's going to be held from 1 until 4 o'clock Saturday to this afternoon. The whole family's invited. Bring them for an afternoon of free refreshments, a variety of farm animals, and check out farm equipment. Kids can even jump in a bounce house. The event's free to the public, and it's at the Beatty Farm. Take Route 4 south to Route 104 or north to 104, and then follow the signs. For more information, you can call Sangamon County Farm Bureau. Get somebody by noon. That's 753-5200. That's our farm show, part two, for this Saturday morning. Hope you have a great day. This is John Michael Marty.